శ్యామకుండ వారకుండ గిరి గోపడానికి శ్రీ బృందావందాంకి శ్రీముతోరదాంకి నవద్వీప్ మహాపురాంకి గంగ జమునమాయకి భక్తి దేవికి తులసి మహారాణికి హిస్తాంగన్ ఫౌండర్ శిరుపపుపాడికి బిలోర్షిప్ శ్రీ రాఘవరనాథ్కి జగన్నాథ్ సుబర బాలదేవకి శ్రీ ధృవన్ రథయాత్ర మహోత్సవకి గోర్ ఫెమినంది. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Agyanta Medandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chakshudmilitam Jinatasmai Sigurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Sva Padantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrindam. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Am Hum Shrom Om Farom Tataka Hataka Keshaka Jalat Parikalochana Vidharaka Naka Sparsadava Singha Namostate. So thank you very much for the very nice reception. We're very happy to be back in Durban for the preparation of the next Rathayatra Mahotsava. Of course, as I was coming here, I was thinking that the devotees are so well trained now that the festival preparations are going on so nicely. I was thinking maybe I would just show up like the other sannyasis do for the easy part and just breeze in for the preaching like Giriraj Swami, Parthasarathi Prabhu, Jayadvaita Swami. They just fly in and come here and go down to the festival site. I was thinking I could do that because I've heard how so many devotees are taking their responsibilities very seriously and things are coming together nicely. But I thought just in case something doesn't go right, maybe I should come and participate a little bit in the preparations as well. This Rathayatra festival, as we mention every year, is the desire of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, Prabhupada manifested this intense desire to put on this Rathayatra festival since he was a little boy, practically speaking, just after Prabhupada, just maybe 4 or 5 years old, Prabhupada took an interest in the Rath Yatra festival, and we know the pastime, how he organized it himself in his neighborhood in Calcutta. And later, that desire manifested in an even bigger way when Prabhupada came to the Western countries and introduced Rath Yatra in San Francisco, and then New York City, and then different cities in America, and eventually all over the world. So this is one of Prabhupada's principal pastimes, the Rath Yatra. And of course, when he came here, as we mentioned every year, he gave general instructions, as he did everywhere when he traveled, the general instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the spreading of the Sankirtan movement and the science of devotional service. But we were very fortunate here that Prabhupada gave a specific instruction. He gave a specific instruction. If the disciple receives general instructions, and if the disciple receives specific instructions, he should consider himself to be very fortunate. The spiritual master has entrusted the disciple with a specific responsibility in carrying out the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is very relevant. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he received a special instruction from his Guru Maharaj. They were walking on the sacred banks of Radhakund in the 1930s. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada was not known as a prominent disciple. Actually, there were many big sannyasis and so forth. And one time, a few of the sannyasis complained that Abhai Charan, he was a householder, perhaps he could be doing more. Prabhupada was married, he had his responsibilities. So they said maybe this householder, Abhai Charan, could do more. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he replied a famous statement. He said, no, in due course of time he will do everything. So while they were walking on the banks of Radhakund, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was mentioning the difficulty, the turmoil that was going on in the Gaudiya Math at that time. There was a lack of cooperation amongst the devotees, a tendency towards I, me, and mine. And this was disturbing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati so much. This incense. So he turned to Srila Prabhupada and he said, if you ever get money, you simply print books. So a casual disciple, he might just take that as some comment given by the spiritual master, or some words that were spoken lightly by the spiritual master. But Srila Prabhupada, being the perfect disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he took those words as very heavy, very significant. Guru means one who is heavy, heavy with transcendental knowledge, heavy with the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, heavy in the mission of Krishna consciousness. So he took those words, they penetrated his heart. If you ever get money, print books. And along with other similar instructions which he received from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, especially when he first met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He said, you are a nice young boy, why don't you take up the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach in the English-speaking language. And again, Prabhupada received the same instruction by letter from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Just before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati passed away, he reminded him of his duty, that you should spread the Krishna conscious movement in the English-speaking language. So these are just a few words, preach in English. If you ever get money, print books. But we can see that because that was a special instruction, the Guru gives that instruction because he feels that this disciple can carry it out. The spiritual master does never acts in a whimsical, light way. Everything is meditated upon very seriously in the service of Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave that instruction to Srila Prabhupada, and we see that Prabhupada made that his life's mission. And therefore the Krishna conscious movement was so successful, because he so perfectly executed the instruction of his spiritual master. Even Prabhupada himself was often amazed how it is all happening. And he would say, it is not me, it is all due to the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. So we all have the general instructions, but not every disciple, not every group of devotees, not every temple gets a specific instruction. So if the disciples or the temple gets a specific instruction, they should consider that we have been particularly blessed. We've received some Guru Kripa, some special mercy. So what was Prabhupada's instructions when he came here, some specific instructions to build this temple? Number one. And number two, he requested a Rath Yatra festival. That is recorded even in writing. We have that. Every year we bring it out of the wherever we keep our things in the cupboard. We bring out the letter which Prabhupada is requesting. So each year it is a new challenge. Not that we have only done it once, so therefore it is finished. No. It is something that we will do for the rest of our lives. And after we disappear in 15 or 20 years, then these children, they will carry on. I was just watching Srihari's boy. I was thinking, so he is just looking now, but one day he will be managing. He will be pushing on after we are long gone. So that is our duty each year, to put on the Rath Yatra festival for the pleasure of Śrīla Prabhupāda and for the purpose of delivering the people of this city of Durban, because they need the mercy. It is Durban. I'm sure that Dīnabandhu Prabhu reminded you when he was here of the meaning of Durban. Van means forest and Dur means very far away. So Durban is not one of the 12 principal forests of Vrindavan where one can go and take shelter and be imbibed with the mood of pure devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radhika, Radha and Krishna. No, when one comes to this Durban, this forest which is very far away, one becomes enlivened in Prakriti Marg, sense gratification. So we have to turn this van of Durban into Vrindavan. That is possible. The Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so potent, it can take Durban and make it Vrindavan. Because Advaita Acharya, he said that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wherever you are, my Lord, that is Vrindavan. Wherever there's intense devotional service going on to your lotus feet, that is Vrindavan. And the mood of Vrindavan, as we know, is very contagious. It's very contagious, the mood of bhakti, the mood of devotion to Krishna. It's very contagious. So our hopes in this Rath Yatra festival is that people get a taste of Sri Vrindavan Dham. That is the mood of the festival. Externally, it is a very cultural festival, taking a beautiful chariot down the path and having free food distribution and some Bharat Natyam and some Kathak dancing and Deepak is his name, singing his bhajans. You see, it is cultural. But that is the external. Internally, it has another meaning. And of course, we know that the original Rath Yatra, the purpose of that original Rath Yatra was that Krishna was coming back to Vrindavan. He'd been away for a long, long time. If you take into consideration that when Krishna was gone, the residents of Vrindavan considered that one moment was like 12 years or more. Krishna was gone many years, so you multiply each second in those years as 12 years. It's an infinite amount of years. That's how much separation they were feeling from Krishna. And when they assembled at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which has been a sacred place since time immemorial, Krishna agreed to the request that they take him back to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So it is like that. It is reuniting the Lord with his eternal servants. So that is the purpose. Actually, not only we ourselves are participating in that wonderful pastime, but Lord Jagannath is so merciful that he's engaged in even the fallen conditioned souls, taking them back to Godhead, to the Rath Yatra festival. So these festivals are an integral part of our Krishna conscious movement. They're a very important part of our movement because they give us a taste, they give us a hankering for going back home, back to Godhead. There's a nice pastime in the Padma Purana that Sri Narada Muni, towards the beginning of Kali Yuga, he was wandering throughout the universe and he came to the earth planet and he found one very beautiful Devi. She was lying down and she was weeping. Tears were flowing from her eyes. So being a compassionate Vaishnava, he approached her. He said, "My dear Devi, my dear lady, why is it that you are crying so much? What is your name?" She said, "My name is Bhakti." She was Bhakti Devi personified. And he immediately offered his respects. He said, "My dear Bhakti Devi, how is it that you are lamenting?" And she explained that this is the beginning of Kali Yuga, and in Kali Yuga, no one will worship me. No one will try to attain my mercy in this age. This age is bereft of all mercy. Cleanliness, truthfulness, mercifulness, and austerity. Gradually, day by day, as Kali Yuga progresses, these things diminish more and more and more. She said, in this age, people will simply be interested in gross materialism, in sense gratification. As a result of that sense gratification, their finer sentiments will be destroyed, and no one will be interested in achieving my mercy. In previous ages, in Satya Yuga, in Treta Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, people would have tried to achieve the dust from my lotus feet. They would try to achieve bhakti, which is the highest of all goals. But I am simply lamenting that no one will pay any attention to me in Kali Yuga. So Narada Muni, being the great devotee that he was, feeling so compassionate, he said, "My dear Bhakti Devi, do not worry. I take a solemn vow that I will make your glories prominent in Kali Yuga. I will give people the desire to achieve your mercy. They will hanker after you. I promise this. In what way I will do this? Through devotional festivals." He promised Bhakti Devi that people will get a taste for achieving your mercy through devotional service. Devotional festivals. I will incarnate, my potency as Narada Muni will incarnate wherever there is a devotional festival. And this is actually a fact. We see that when people come to a Hare Krishna festival, and what is a Hare Krishna festival? It is just like a Hare Krishna festival in the spiritual world. We hear from Brahma Samhita that in the spiritual world that all the rivers are made of nectar. The trees are called paviksha, they produce any type of fruits or anything that one desires to utilize in the service of the Lord. The cows give unlimited supplies of milk. And all walking is dancing, all talking is singing, and there's a festival every day. Sometimes there are specific festivals, but the mood of the spiritual world is very festive. This is what is meant. Everyone is very happy. They are liberated souls. They're engaged in Krishna's service. So even Krishna's waking up, that's a type of festival. Even when Krishna has his morning bath, it's like a festival. So many people are coming, and the gopas are teasing Krishna, and the gopis are looking from a distance, and Krishna's taking his flute and hitting his cowherd boyfriends on the head, and Mother Yasoda is saying, "Stay still," and trying to dress him, and she's bathing him in nice scented water, and flowers are being offered, and garlands are being offered, and there's singing, and there's dancing, and then afterwards there's prasadam. This is a festival. Then Krishna's preparing to go to the forest, and all the gopis are coming, and all the residents of Vrindavan are coming, and they're seeing him off, and there's flags, and there's banners, and there's bugle horns, and the cowherd boys are laughing and joking. And then they go off to the forest, and another type of festival, they're stealing the lunch bags back and forth, and they sit down and have prasadam. So like this, the spiritual world is a festival at every moment. So these festivals that we do, they are meant to give people a taste of that spiritual festival in the spiritual world. People should, after leaving our festival, they should hanker for more of this transcendental activity. So that is the purpose of our Radha Yatras. And each year, although in many ways our festival is similar, there's no need necessarily to change it. We can embellish it with different aspects. We can have, like for instance, one year we had Krishna Prema Prabhu. He came down and did his slideshows. And then last year we had the rock band, the Hare Krishna rock band. And this year we have a very special group of devotees coming from England. They're probably the best theatrical group on the planet. Prahlad and I, last night we watched, what was the play? Love and Kush. You know Love and Kush, the two sons of Sita Devi. They made the most expert, beautiful, people were crying in the audience. It was so wonderful. So these same actors, I think 8 or 9 of them are coming down, and they'll be putting on their Birth of Lord Krishna and the Ramayana and different plays, but you cannot imagine how expert these devotees are. From the professional point of view, number one, and from the devotional point of view, number two, they are so expert that they will, this is the highlight of our Rath Yatra this year. So every year we have some highlights, but we shouldn't be afraid that every year we're putting on a festival which is very similar to the previous years, or even very similar to the festivals you do throughout the year here at Shri Radha Radhanath Temple. Because the nature of these festivals is that they are transcendental. And being transcendental, they're ever fresh. We've been reading Bhagavad Gita for 25 years. Every time you read Bhagavad Gita, it's ever fresh. It's ever fresh. So people will come again this year. So that the activities will be similar to the previous years, but the quality of the festival can increase if our desire is there to bring people into this Vrindavan mood. That is what is necessary. We have to have a very intense desire that everyone who comes to the festival in one way or another can get a taste for Krishna consciousness. And that way, every year, the quality of the festival can increase. As our hearts become pure and our desire to attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna increases, and our desire to give Krishna consciousness to others increases, then it'll be like the first time that these people ever came to the festival. It will be so nice. So we're looking forward to that. And we'd like to, again, to thank the devotees who nicely organized to this date. As we were coming up the famous highway here, I saw already there's posters are up there. So many nice posters, so I can see the organization is there. But my point is that we take always into consideration when organizing anything in Krishna consciousness that the material energy is working against us. There's Murphy's Law, whatever will go wrong, it will go wrong. So we have to work very diligently, as Prabhupada told His Holiness Giriraj Swami, everything will be a success, not only based on your enthusiasm, but also on good organization and intelligence. So let us all work very hard from this point on for a successful Rath Yatra, whatever that means. I know myself and Shyamlal, we're going out the day after tomorrow for our yearly tour through East London and Port Elizabeth and Houghton Hague and Georgetown. It's not easy. We have our quota of 40,000 Rand. And also others, as it comes closer, will all be asked to give 110% for the Rath Yatra Festival. So let's start getting into gear. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I came across a very special thing the other day, just to give us some inspiration if it becomes a bit difficult in the intensity of the preparation for this festival, as it always does. We were at, this was Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and different devotees were speaking their realizations and making their offerings to Srila Prabhupada. And His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was one of the last to speak, but he brought forth something very nectarian, never before seen by the devotees, never heard before by the devotees. This is an excerpt from a diary that Srila Prabhupada kept at 26th Second Avenue in New York City in 1966. Somehow or other, recently the devotees discovered this diary. We know that Prabhupada kept a diary on the boat, the Jaladutta boat, and that's become an integral part of our Krishna conscious movement, hasn't it? In our own lives. The diary which Srila Prabhupada kept, his sincere prayers, his poems to Krishna on the Jaladutta, his poems to Krishna as he arrived at the Boston Pier. And it's become a song, actually. So those pastimes are so wonderful, and we have them because Prabhupada recorded them in a diary. We thought that was it. But actually, Prabhupada kept another diary. He kept a diary during his stay at 26th Second Avenue. So some devotee very mercifully faxed through to Tamal Krishna Maharaj for some special nectar for the devotees on Prabhupada's disappearance day. 2 pages of that diary. I think eventually they'll publish, I don't know how extensive it is, but it will be published, either in abridged or unabridged form. So I thought that I would read to you just some passages today from that never-heard-before diary of Srila Prabhupada at 26th Second Avenue. And it's specifically in relationship to this mood that the preaching may not always be easy, but out of love and devotion for Guru and Gauranga, we push forward, and that makes everything a success. So I want to read this to you, so those of you who will be working very hard in the preparations for Ratha Yatra, you won't become discouraged, but you'll become very, very enlivened. So this diary, this is on the 3rd of February, 1966. I'll just read to you a few of the other passages before I read you the passage which I wanted to conclude with this afternoon. So this is from the 3rd of February, 1966. Prabhupada writes in his diary, "Today there was a very nice demonstration of tape-recorded Sankirtan. It is all the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Haridas Thakur said that the transcendental sound of Harinam would purify the hearts of birds and beasts. Today this statement of Haridas Thakur is corroborated. These American boys and girls cannot understand even a word of the meaning of the Sanskrit of the Hare Krishna mantra, and yet they are so much attracted. It is all Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's power. There is no credit for me." That was Prabhupada's entry in February 3rd, 1966. So here's Prabhupada's entry on February 4th, 1966. Prabhupada's talking in relationship to his book selling. We can see Prabhupada arrived in September 1965. September, October, November, December, January, February. So this is just a little over 5 months into Prabhupada's stay in America. And he's referring to his book distribution. He was obviously going around and trying to sell his books, putting them in stores. So he says, "Today Mr. Levy was duly seen, but he has no scope for selling my books." Then another entry, "One set of books delivered to Orientala against price deposited yesterday. One book taken back from Juhan Prakash. Two sets of books taken back from Prakash from Paragon Book Gallery." Apparently they didn't sell those books, so Prabhupada took them back. "Met one young Indian businessman today, and his name was Rabinda Srivatsa. So then on the 6th of March, Prabhupada writes, "Today, the whole day passed at Monroe Ashram. In the morning, there was Sankirtan, and it was very much appreciated. Returned from Monroe Ashram at 6 p.m. Talked with Mr. Majid of Tehran, Iran. He is interested in spiritual rejuvenation of the world. I spoke to him and preached to him for more than 1.5 hours. According to the Mayapur Prakriti, today is Adivas day of Gaur Purnima. Devotees at Vrindavan and Navadvip are enjoying the celebrations. I am here alone without any devotee companion. But I have come here to serve the Lord and not for any personal happiness. I am prepared to live in hell even if I am able to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that his mission should be propagated all over the world, and that is my objective. I don't mind any inconvenience personally felt." And he signs ACB, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So this can give us great faith and enthusiasm that Srila Prabhupada was expressing such deep devotional sentiments at the very beginning of his preaching in America, that he was remembering how the Gaur Purnima festival was being celebrated in Vrindavan and Mayapur in association with so many devotees. But he was living alone in America at that time. He said, "I am prepared to go to hell for the preaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So if Prabhupada could do that, we can undergo any austerity which is necessary to make our projects successful, including the upcoming Ratha Yatra festival. So thank you very much. I'm looking forward to serving with all of you. and associating with all of you during the next 5 weeks. There's so many exalted devotees coming as a result of this auspicious event. Just like wherever there's any great yajna, then great personalities are coming to participate. Some of them may be manifest, some of them may be unmanifest before our eyes. Prahlad is convinced that we recently had a kirtan in Hungary. Maybe some of you have that tape. It's called the Euro Woodstock tape. You've heard that? So we were going on 6, 7, 8, 10 hours a day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Dama Dama, Hare Hare. On and on and on. And all the Hungarian boys and girls, they were coming and they were chanting and dancing in ecstasy. You can only hear the tape, but you can't imagine how hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young people were just dancing all night long with us, till they collapsed on the ground, literally, till they were exhausted. And Prahlad, he remembers two young girls who came in the afternoon, and they danced all afternoon, all evening, and all night. And still they were enthusiastically, Haribo, Haribo, on and on, very fresh. So we don't know exactly which of the, 30 lakhs of demigods may be participating in our festivals. But we know that personalities who are even greater than demigods, because the pure devotee of the Lord, he is the embodiment of all the demigods. Actually, the disciple sees his spiritual master as the embodiment of all the demigods. So many great spiritual masters will be coming, great devotees. Jai Dwaita Swami, as promised, he will come. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj, as promised, he's come. Giriraj Swami, I just was with him a few days ago. I said, are you coming? Oh, yes, Maharaj, yes, yes, I'm coming, I'll be. And even Parthasarthi, who's sick now, he promised me, no matter what, he's going to come. We just have to carry him on a chair and put him in preaching tent, he'll keep preaching. So like this, there's so much we have to look forward to the next 5 weeks here with our Rath Yatra festival, all by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Radha Radhanath ki, Sri Narada Muni ki, Dai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Om.